I was a foundation member of the Link. The first discussions were held in Bow, and visitors from the UK sat with me. I would try to find out what to do with the Link. I mean, there was a need. There is a need. I had read the Brandt report, and in that it clearly stated that we had a common future, and no one community or country could isolate themselves from what happened in other places. More glaringly, now everybody is aware of global warming, and we are now seeing that what affects one part of the world affects others. It's time to reconsider what best to do, not just as single countries or communities, but together to make an effort for governments to reconsider the way forward, and for individuals as well to make changes in their lifestyles. I'm aware, as most people in the UK are, that resources are finite. We've got to be very prudent about using them. And bear in mind that there are generations to come who have a right as well to these things. Having said that, how do we now really bring this out to people in Sierra Leone who have a different culture? Well, first of all, there are very many kinds of links. We've had a link with Britain for a long time through colonization, education, trade, etc., etc. That one is visible, is clear. But to me, this link between Warwick and Bow was going to be a bit different from that. For people to look at their personal lives, like, I mean, previously, things, I'm aware that they've done things here like a day in the life of the family, what families do here from morning to dusk, which will be very different from what families do in England. And for people to see this and reflect. And also schools. I mean, English is the official language in schools in Sierra Leone. But we encounter that only when we come to school. Whereas over there in the UK, it's the lingua franca. And also our understanding and concepts of words in English is very different. There are certain words we use here which people don't use in England. And to me, it was to bring out the awareness of our differences, but also to tie this up with our common interest, that we can work together despite the fact that we have different cultures. I think to me that's the strength of the link. And visitors coming out and going to places where it's not the worn out path of visitors from Europe, just to go and see. I mean, I remember clearly, like, late Aunt Baka went to Mamboma, and she stayed there. And Mamboma is outside Bow, but Mamboma is a village compared to Bow, and it's very different from Bow. Those people in Mamboma still remember that visit very, very clearly. And I'm sure it gave them a sense of importance that somebody could go and stay there. Material benefits out of the link, yes. But to me, that's very secondary. It's the human link. And this came out very clearly during the Civil War here. When people there volunteered to raise things, to send here, as a gesture of friendship, not as aid. And the committee here sat and did their very best to distribute these things. charity is nice, but charity sometimes doesn't have a face. But with these, they sit back and forth. And gifts coming, especially during the war, and people linking those faces with these gifts, to me, was very, very good. The link in Bo and Warwick, we should try and keep autonomous. Although we're working together, we have different work patterns, and we should try not to impose on one another. Here in Sierra Leone, where I live and where I was born, things don't work at breakneck speed, but they do work eventually when people get to know that it's not, I mean, it could be done 11th hour, but the thing is, it gets done. And with our feet, one in the European culture and one in traditional culture, we're sandwiched between these two, and we can see both sides. I will try to influence changes here and there. I was talking to Kit about encounter. When you encounter somebody, you're not the same person returning as when you came. I'm sure this country and other countries who were colonized by Britain have had tremendous effects on Britain. They may not be very visible, but they are there. Living in England, it's what, 7 years ago now I came back here. The food has changed quite a lot, especially in a place like London. Cooking has changed as a result of this, which is an improvement of people's lives there, to see that goodness is also there in other people's culture. And this appreciation. And to me, this will reduce hostilities among nations when we can realize that there are people there who are our friends and can build upon that relationship. To me, for a harmonious future, it will not be very grandiose, but it will be there. And it will not disappear.